CBS Showtime. Again.
Right.
Along with the snow and the ice and cold. Take it away, Seth.
Takes one to know one. I know how you feel. You got your hunger and some problems that are real. And you're dealing with some demons who are driving you insane. And I seen them drag you screaming down the hallways of your brain. You got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die. Let it ride in there. Let it run your life. Let it run your children off. Let it run your wife. Let it take the joy you love. Turn it to despair. You know better. You just don't care. Cause you got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die. Thinking number one, tangled up in two, while you were shining like the sun, with a pretty piece of hunger, who was younger than her eyes. I begin to wonder how it is you're still alive, cause you got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die. Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die.
BS Showtime again, and Seth, you got to do more to talking.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm all talked out.
Well, that's what happens sometimes, you know.
I'm frozen out.
It is frozen, you know. Make our jaws freeze up, you know.
I didn't think it was going to snow today. Man, it's snowing like crazy out there.
It's snowing, and it's still icy out.
And I didn't pass one salt truck at all.
Oh, really?
It was snow covered, and the roads were slippery.
Yeah, PennDOT, where are you?
Yeah. Well. Wait to the end of the year and then let us all crash.
That's right. Yeah, you know. It's filling the potholes, right? No,
the potholes are coming up big time all over the place. Yeah. I mean, there's bumps and lumps everywhere.
Yeah.
Ooh, this freezing cold weather is just tearing up the roads.
Yeah, that's the hard part is seeing the roads just get wrecked, you know.
That's what's happening, yeah.
The freeze thaw cycle. And
come Monday, it's supposed to be 40.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow, that's be like heaven.
That's Ooh. Weird. You know, hey, you know, I mean, this is the kind of weather that we need, you know, it's keeping all the...
Need for what?
You know, sometimes you have to have your four seasons. If you don't have your four seasons, then what is Northwest Pennsylvania
okay,
about?
Well, number four is all run out. I'll just get back to number one.
Spring's coming here soon.
Oh,
we
can't wait.
Look forward to it. Just have some coffee or hot chocolate.
And... I can't wait.
Do you like hot chocolate, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good stuff once in a while. You get that, you know, get it some milk in it and heat the milk up with some hot chocolate in it, you know. We'll call that. That's what this is. This is the hot chocolate episode. You know.
Okay. Whatever.
You know, just need to stay warm. You know. Maybe you don't like coffee. That's okay. You don't have to like coffee.
No, that'll stunt your growth.
Ah, you know, that's what my mother used to say. You know, caffeine.
74, I don't know. I think it's too late.
Yeah. Well, you're still growing, Bill. You're a growing boy, right. You know.
Yeah. Getting rounder.
what they call it rotund.
Well, let's play another.
Yeah.
What is that?
Devil Makes Three.
Devil Makes Three, yeah. Let's hear another one of yours.
All right.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong.
Oh,
without doing wrong.
Drinking in heaven.
Wrong.
I'm drinking in heaven.
So I'm sitting as the bar stool starts to grow roots. I'm feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Oh, tell me what is it that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through. So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as could be. Oh, come on now and wrap them around me, 'cause all I wanna do now is fall to sleep. Oh, come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the fiery deeps.
Drinking
to
in
the
heaven.
Fiery deep.
Oh,
through the fiery deep.
Drinking in heaven.
The Real BS Show. We are back.
Yeah, I think we're back.
Yeah, we're back, and front, and left and right, whatever, you know. Sometimes you got to just be in all the directions.
Yeah.
You got to keep on moving.
Let's do a quickie today.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why I feel so ugly. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the winter. It's also kind of nasty out. And
man, my water tanks are running low, and there ain't no way I can fill them because of the water hose that goes to the spring is frozen.
Oh, really?
And it's buried under the snow.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, so I ain't going to be able to fill them up, so I got to be careful with the water.
Are you able to, like, get gallons of water from, like, somebody, you know, like your neighbor or something
like
that?
Oh, yeah, I could. Yeah, but who wants to do that?
No, that's true.
Jeez.
Rather
just have the pump the water in the house and out through the sink there.
That's a tough thing because, you know, I only had one moment this winter where the water line froze, and it was for a short bit, And I knew where it was. It was oddly right in the kitchen. And so I had to, like, I was running the, you know, letting it drip the whole night because it was really cold that night. It was like negative whatever 10 degrees it was that one time. Yeah. And I thought I was good. But then I woke up and that was the only part that was froze. So I had to, like, just heat the air, the kitchen cupboard up a little bit underneath. But it worked. I got it.
Open the doors.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, man, this is what we, you know, we're in Northwest Pennsylvania, so we're due to be freezing, you know. Could be like Detroit right now where they had flooded
from water. I see Kentucky's that way, too. They've got nasty flooding going on there.
Yeah. No, Detroit had a water main break, and it flooded a whole neighborhood.
I seen a couple of those.
Yeah.
They're going on now.
Yeah. They froze too. That was the part that made it worse. The water main break happened, and then it flooded the neighborhood. Then it froze, so the whole neighborhood was flooded and frozen over like an ice skating rink.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know.
Got to bury them deeper. That's all.
Yeah. Right. But this next one is Gregory Alan Isakov. I'm not pronouncing his name right.
Isakov.
Yeah. He's a talented guy. We got one from him, and then. I guess some other ones are coming up.
All right. Well, you got control of it from now on.
Yeah. Yeah.
First two is just, we're going to play one of those. I forget, Chase the Feeling.
Chase the Feeling. That's a good song.
Yeah, we're learning that one. We're going to do it our way.
Yeah, your way. Yeah, that's all right. That's fun, isn't it? To make it up your own way. And
yeah.
You can always change it up.
Make big improvements.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Put our own harmonies and stuff in there.
Put your own fingerprint right on it, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to Isakov.
Weightlessness, no gravity. Were we somewhere in between? I'm a ghost to you, you're a ghost to me. A bird's eye view, San Luis. California. golden hair and magazine. Were you somewhere in between? Fast asleep, flying dream. I'm a ghost to you, here it goes to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, here it goes to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, here it goes to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, you're a ghost to me, a bird's eye view of San Luis.
This is the Real BS Show, you know?
On a sunny, snowy, ice cold, freezing day.
Yeah, that's right.
It's terrible out there. It's just terrible.
Ice still everywhere. You know, hey, I seen the video of that Detroit thing that happened where they had a water main break and it flooded a whole neighborhood. And I think the water was up to the mirrors of cars. That's crazy. It froze.
And they're all frozen in there?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. Yeah, that has to be something else. Your car's gone at that point.
That's the beauty of living in town.
Yeah.
Things like that happen. You got a prayer.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. So we got, it's called Watch House is the group. And this is the kind of music that I sometimes relax to. I don't know. There's something about them just kind of relaxing.
Well, this weather is just depressing. I just have no energy to do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I can't do nothing, but...
Right.
Oh, it's just ugly, ugly. I don't know. I don't remember it being this bad, and I know it was, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it would definitely was.
It's been this bad before, but...
I remember when I was a kid, there was winters that, after a while, playing in the snow and making forts and having snowball fights, it became to a point where it was like... January, February, this time of year, where we didn't go outside. It was just too cold. You could only go outside for a little bit, and then I had to come back in. My hands would be freezing. You know, I know I had frostbite because my hands today are messed up from it. Always, always take care of your hands. You know, that's a lesson learned.
Wow. Well, I guess come Monday, though, it's going to warm up to 40.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be like summertime.
I know. It's going to be a heat wave. I'll be on the back porch in my shorts.
My driveway will be a pure ice all the way down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, until I get the tractor out, I guess. And
did you hear that the stores ran out of salt?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everyone panic bought and it takes a while to get the salt back in. It's, you know, it's not like they have it sitting around and, you know, stores everywhere.
I think they ran out of salt today because coming up here, there was no salt on the roads and they were slippery. Snow covered and slippery.
Yeah, yeah.
Route 8, I mean, big roads like that are just 428, that smaller road that goes over towards my house. That was totally nothing.
Oh, wow.
And that's the first time this year that it's been that way.
Oh, geez.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand why that, you know, it's kind of like the toilet paper thing, you know, you run out of salt real quick when everybody panic buys. But it's coming back in. The orders have been put in, you know, to get more
Monday
ice.
It'll all melt.
Yeah, hopefully. You would hope. It's supposed to get cold again after that, too. It's supposed to get down to like 20 again. So right back to, you know, if you can, get rid of it, you know. Get rid of the ice out of wherever you have it. So, yeah. I can't tell people my secret of what I do to get rid of the ice. You know, it's too much of a secret. I use ash.
Oh, yeah. You know, that helps. I do that, too, all the time.
Yeah.
Sawdust and ash.
Oh, well, we'll let some watch house watch
all
out
right,
for us.
Yeah, let's lighten things up a little bit.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
like an old friend, kinder than expected. That Cadillac came, gave our girl a ride. Loss has no end, it binds to our connection. We don't speak of it, we don't even try. If you could help me to share the trouble you've got burning in you, then you can help me end in our time together. Her memory will ever shine like golden embers in the night. I miss the old hymns when she used to sing. The sparrows spread their mortal wings. Now they've all lighted with the silence of strings, like notes on the pages. She breathed life in all things. If you could help me to share the trouble that you've got burning in you, then you can help me end in our time together. Her memory will ever shine like golden embers in. An old friend, reach out to me and bathe me in the light of understanding, and try to help me to share the trouble that you've got burning in you. And you can help me end in our time together. Her memory will ever shine like golden embers in the night. I'll always greet you. At my door, you're welcome in. There can be no transgression as a means to an end. On the wind, the wolves are howling. Open arms are closed in fear. Helping hands are clenched in anger. Broken hearts beyond repair. Everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me wanna cry, but I'll
go out now. Let the moon tonight.
There she stands, so tall and mighty, with her keen and watchful eye, in the heart of a mother, holding out her guiding light. It's a hard road to travel, sold rock from end to end. The sun, it rises on her brow and sets upon the great expanse. Everything's so great, can't get better, makes me want to cry. But I'll go out now, let the moon stands so tall and mighty, her gaze facing the east. And at her back our doors are closing as we grin and bare our teeth. On the wind the wolves are howling, she cries they're drawing near. Well, turn around my darling, no, the wolves are here. Everything's so great, can't get better, makes me want to cry. But I'll go out now, let the moon tonight. Yeah, I'll go out now, let the moon tonight.
That's right. We're still cooking.
What is this, number 181?
Yeah, 181. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, there's been a few times where we missed a few shows because we were working on projects, you know, in the past, like, you know, the stuff we did with Gary and Mike.
The Distance Band.
The Distance Band, yeah. And there was stuff with Steve we did, you know.
We've missed a few here and there, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I think we started before the pandemic started, if I remember correctly, 2019. But we were doing that beforehand. We were on the BS show on the
Bill and Seth show on the radio station.
Yeah, that's right, WWUCLP.
Did we get fired or kicked off or quit?
No, we kind of cut back, we'll call it.
I know. That guy took over. What was
for
his
a bit,
name?
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, Chris. We won't mention his last name, but yeah, he was going to, but he didn't end up buying the radio station. It's still, the Family Sports Center still owns it. I still manage it. I do put shows on there, and we do have a slot on there. Oh. Just it becomes difficult to do a show on there because we have to be careful what we say. We can't talk about certain things that we talk on here about. You know,
we don't want to upset any Democrats
or anybody, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want to upset the different
the powers to be.
Yeah, you might upset PETA or something and they'll come protest you, you know. Meanwhile, PETA
I was gonna bash who's them women that come on TV. I never seen
the
her
View?
Show. Yeah, The View.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that black lady shit?
Which one? Oprah? Not Oprah. No. Oprah Winfrey. No. Not Oprah.
Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
a hog.
Yeah.
Did you see her?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. She's trying to get uglier and uglier. Yeah. I think she's purposely trying to be ugly.
I think on that show, their problem is they have a viewpoint and cannot consider another viewpoint at all. And so,
well, they don't fact check what they say either. No. I mean, they're totally wrong. They lie about a whole bunch of stuff. It's not that they lie; they just don't know any better. Holy catfish! And that Whoopi Goldberg, what a ugly slob. I mean, geez,
it's
how could you look any worse than that? Whew.
It's similar to Oprah. You know, she has a similar. I bring her up because she has a viewpoint, and it's one of the most corrupt viewpoints. She'll sit there and bring up the most quack doctors and wacky people that literally aren't matching what the scientific convention is.
I had friends of mine out in California. They got invited to her show because their daughter was in an accident and was turned into a vegetable, really. And Oprah wanted her on her show, and then when they got there, it's like she just reversed the roles, and they were so ticked off. I mean,
right?
It was just ugly, and they were so mad at Oprah Winfrey. I mean, and she's just not what she tries to appear to be.
She tries to sit there and say, "Oh, you know, she's giving all this gifts and stuff out," and it's like it's like a snake oil salesman. People that are watching those TV shows, they're not gaining anything from it, and that's, you know, there's so much potential that they could be doing. They could be bringing light to things. It's similar to, like, Dr. Phil, you know. He had his TV show, and he's sitting there bringing people out to lecture them on their problems. And it's like, you're making money off that. You know, why are you, talking about something like that that should be done privately? I think that's wrong. It's like a reality TV show, and I don't like reality TV shows. I think they're a joke.
Well, if you look back, I mean, all these big stars and everything, they don't last that long.
No.
They disappear. I mean, all the ones I knew growing up, they turned into be total idiots. And I seen that with national stars when I used to work with them. I mean, some of them were pretty nice, but the majority of them were idiots.
I don't know.
Total idiots.
It reminds me of the 80s and 90s where you had, what's that, there was a shock TV show host that would bring up the freaks and stuff. And it's like the same thing. It's the same thing repeating again. And sadly, it's a bunch of people that have nothing better to do on their hands. They're sitting there watching these shows. They're sitting at home all day. Turn the TV off.
Well, there's the problem. You know, everybody's squawking about The View.
Yeah.
Who watches it?
Yeah.
I mean... probably all Democrats watch it.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Well, it's not just that. Ones that are sitting at home, you know. I think what you can do is you go find people that are actually giving educational stuff. The View is not educational, in my opinion. It's just a bunch of bickering.
It's a bunch of whacked out, terrible, just awful. I mean, I see short clips on YouTube. Ooh, man, oh, man. I think they're getting sued big time, like about 30 or 40 different big, fat lawsuits, defamation and all that kind of stuff.
That's the problem.
Yeah, well, hey, good for them.
Yeah.
You know, they want to bad mouth and criticize and talk nasty about people. They don't know what they're talking about. And good, they get sued. Fine. That's good. That's what courts are for.
Yeah. Well, you know, to a point, I agree. Yeah, I do. I think
Walt Disney's going to be out of business. They keep it up.
Yeah. you look at the corruption of the things that are going like that. It's obviously it didn't work. All the money they put into, you factor in how much money was spent in the last election just by the Democrats alone. You're talking like what? It was $1.5 billion. $1 billion.
It was over $1 billion, yeah.
Yeah, $1.5 billion or something like that. And they keep on spending more money, and it's not working. Oh, well, not pick better candidates. You didn't even have a primary for Harris at all. And I understand, she was on the ticket, and they didn't have enough time to do it. But they all knew that Biden was probably not competent, was most likely not competent. And then before that,
they did that 5 years ago.
But before that, you had Biden saying he was going to be a one-term president. And what happened to that? He changed his mind. They should have been running somebody else in the primary. I'm trying to be neutral on this. You know, I think they wasted a lot of money on a candidate nobody wanted. Harris came in last in having no delegates. You had the same number, and so did I.
Yeah.
No delegates, and she withdrew after.
She was the first one out.
Yeah, after Gilbert slammed her for the truth. And this is where, you know, they could have picked us. How many people are running in office? They could have picked anybody else. Anybody else. There's tons of women out there that could have done it. Better job. Because didn't have all the baggage that she did. Didn't have the disliking, you know, the horrible personality. Because she really does, you know, not have a good personality. And anyone that thinks he does, you're not paying attention close enough to all the things that she's put out. All the things she said. All the things that she's done that's actually on record. You know, as a DEA, all the way up to her current, you know, what she did in the recent, like, there's a whole list of things she's done, and to me, it's even hilarious that you got Biden there. That, you know, he co-sponsored the Tougher on Crime bill that put a bunch of blacks in prison for minor crimes, and here you have him saying, if you're not voting for me, you're not black. That's like, what the heck, man?
Well, he's delusional, so what do you want?
You know, you got these weird people pushing that. I don't get that. And for me to bring that up, I'm considered a nut job. You know, they'll call me a fascist or something, which is, I think, is the most ironic thing, because I'm the furthest from a fascist as possible.
I'm voting for Elon Musk next time for president.
Yeah. Hey, you know, he's cutting.
He's a smart guy. I don't care how stupid they say he is. He's pretty smart.
I don't understand the people that are complaining that he's finding all these things that need to be cut.
They said, what was that last one I heard? Rachel Maddow come on and said, well, Elon Musk just got a contract for 400 armored electric cars. Armored electric cars. $400 million. Well, guess what? Joe Biden is the one that signed that contract, not Donald Trump.
Right.
That happened under Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's the twist of the news. They're trying to twist it. Like, you know, they're blaming Trump for having the egg prices go up. And look, I'm not a huge fan of Trump at all, but you can't blame Trump for the egg prices when the call of chickens was under Biden, and Biden's administration had him call 100 million chickens. That were egg-laying chickens, and that was under his administration. I say that because
how long's Trump been president? 4 weeks?
That was 2 weeks when that happened, when people started criticizing for the eggs.
In 4 weeks, they think he's going to kill inflation and do all this stuff in 4 weeks?
But
Biden had 4 years to screw it all up.
But the thing is, to me, is they're finding the fraud and the money being wasted. And people are saying, don't you look at that. That's not constitutional. That's not someone that I voted for. And it's like the plurality of voters, the majority of the voters, not the majority of citizens, but the majority of voters popularly voted for Trump. And he put in place Elon to look for fraud and money that can be cut. And we're spending too much money. And when someone says, don't audit that, that's confusing to me. Why would you say, don't audit that? What are you trying to hide?
Because they got something to hide, I mean, when they look at all this, pharmaceutical money that's going to all these politicians.
But not just that, but how about this one? Why is all this money, millions and millions of dollars, going to the newspapers and all these news agencies? Why is all that money going there? Why are we spending all that money on subscriptions and funding to news? It should be independent of the government. It's just like, you know, churches shouldn't be receiving money from the government either, I don't think.
Right.
The churches should be independent, just as the newspapers. If the newspapers are not independent, getting money independently from the government, then there's something wrong there. It's corruption. And if you look at Politico or all these other ones getting money, that's really messed up, in my opinion.
Well, that's why they think Biden was such a nice guy.
I mean, I don't think $50 million should be going towards, you know, or $10 million or whatever the heck going towards condoms in Mozambique. I think it was $50 million. And I'm thinking, you know, I get why they're doing it. You want to prevent AIDS and stuff. But why should we fund as taxpayers? We don't have the money. We're $2 trillion overspending.
Every
we should be cutting back the military. We should be cutting back, you know, all this spending. And, you know, we should be not doing it because we have a, I can't even think, it's $36 trillion in deficit. Yeah. There's something wrong. You know, and I'm considered a nut job for being okay with the government cutting, you know, looking into where the money is being spent. We should be knowing, we should know where that money is being spent.
I just want them to save Social Security so I don't, so I can live a little longer.
Yeah, everyone thinks that, you know. Yeah. But we're overspending. I do think where there is some, you know, people need to look at the positive on this. They should be seeing where they're looking at, there might be Medicare fraud. Medicaid, Medicare.
Absolutely, for sure. There's no doubt about it.
I won't go into it because I'm in the
program. How many illegal immigrants are getting Medicare?
Oh, I don't even think it's that. Most of the fraud, I think, is not even that. You're looking at the immigrant side. I think that's pennies. What I think is the millions of dollars being spent is on certain states having fee schedules that are not appropriate. And that's all I'll say on the matter.
A lot of unnecessary operations.
A lot of waste going on, and we need to look into ways of cutting it. I think hospitals should be advertising their prices on their front doors. They shouldn't be hidden. When you go to a business, imagine if you went to a Walmart and they didn't have any prices, and you had to go to the register to find out what the price was, and you had to pay for it. You don't know what you're buying until you get to the register. That's stupid. Yeah. We need to end this. And the other one is fee schedules. There's a lot of interesting things going on with that, and a lot of fraud going on, a lot of money being spent by state governments that is being allowed in those states. It's a lot of fraud going on. And this is where we need to kind of tighten the belts a little bit on some of these organizations, have some oversight.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, geez. I'm being sarcastic, though. A little bit. It should be a lot.
Holy smokes.
I could go into a rabbit hole of this, Bill. This is the problem. Oh. But we'll play some music. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. We're a little bit better at that.
We'll get back to reality.
Okay.
Though gently she flows, her depths hold no secrets, and that's where you'll find my rage. Where the loss and the tears tucked away through the years rise and fall in waves. It's time we made time just for talk. It's time we made time to heal. But I know she'll be there when I'm lonesome, and tell me just how I feel. Softly, tenderly, using delicate voices, lean in close and draw me near. And once I have heard, it's all I can hear. You may ramble, my darling, but I'll always be there. We'll be right back.
though gently she flows, she'll drag you along to a place just around the bend, where the riot is wrong and nothing is sacred, where broken hearts never mend. How wonderful is, how wonderful. How wonderful it is. How wonderful. It's time we made time just for talking. It's time we made time to heal. But I know she'll be there when I'm lonesome, and tell me just how I feel. Softly, tenderly, using delicate voices, fall with the battle cry. Tears fill the eyes of their loved ones and their brothers in arms. So it went for Joseph Warren. It should have been different, it could have been easy. His rank could have saved him, but a country unborn is braver, and it spread like wildfire. Wildfire. From the ashes grew sweet liberty, like the seeds of the pines. When the forest burns, they open up, grow, and burn again. It should have been different, it could have been easy, but too much money rolled in to ever end slavery. Cry for war, spread like wildfire. 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 Brother fought brother, the South was spent, but it's true to my hatred passed down through. away, holding too firm to history, and it burns like Southern town where the rebels run wild. They beat their chest and they swear we're gonna rise again. It should have been different, it could have been easy. The day that old Horn died, hate should have gone with it. Here we are, caught in the wild.
Song yet?
That's right. This is the last song.
Yeah, this is a quickie today.
Yeah.
I gotta go warm up my house.
Yeah, you gotta get the fire going again.
Yeah, right. I can't be gone too long.
Yeah, same here, you know.
Oh.
Too cold to mess around.
Yeah.
Can't make a snowman when it's ice out.
I hope I make it home.
Yeah.
Why it's snowing out there.
Yeah, right? Just be safe, man. You know?
Hope they put some anti-skid on the roads or something.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Your tax dollars are going to that bill.
Yeah, well, we'll see. My tires are getting a little worn out, too.
Uh-oh. I mean,
it hasn't got to the tread wear, or the tread marks, or the wear marks.
But right.
They're getting there. So this summer, I'll have to buy a new set of tires.
Yeah, you're going to ride it out.
$500-$600 out the window.
Yeah. You can get new tires on different websites, too, nowadays, too.
Chris keeps buying them from online, and they keep delivering them to the house. But I got a friend of mine, John Gordon, and $500, and he does all the work.
Oh wow!
Takes the old there tires. Just it's so easy and
right.
It's cheap. It's
right.
Not that expensive.
That's pretty inexpensive.
And these tires have lasted me 3 years now, and they're still not that terrible. But you know, it's time to. And summer will be time to.
You're switch. Driving with all seasons too, aren't you?
Yeah, just all season radials, I guess, or whatever you call them. They work good though. It's what he recommended, and the price was like $100 cheaper than Monroe muffler,
right?
Whatever, Goodyear's.
And, yeah.
The Goodyear tires I got from them, they didn't last long at all.
No.
And they made a lot of racket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What I got from him are nice and quiet, smooth. They've lasted 3 years, and they're still doing it.
Right. Yeah, it's
So hopefully I get through this winter.
Yeah. It's these potholes, man. They can cause a bulge in your tire too if you're not careful. I found that out.
We're getting a lot of potholes, that's for sure. A lot of lumps and bumps.
I had one time where I had a truck and. I had that truck for a while. It was that green truck, if you remember. And I hit a pothole one time, and it caused a bulge on my tire. So if I was to go like 60 miles per hour on the interstate, if I went over that speed limit, it was fine. It wouldn't do it. But if I was under, it would be fine. But if I was going 60, then the bulge was just enough to cause it to start rumbling in the truck. And it was just a bulge in the tire. Just had a certain frequency, and boom, I had to replace those tires. And we were $200, you know, per tire. And I'm like, geez, I can't afford this. This is getting crazy.
Nothing's cheap, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It cost me like $100-some to fill up. It was a 26-gallon tank. So I don't want to imagine what it would be now. What people are paying now with those big trucks.
Wow.
You know, it's $3 and whatever, 60 cents or 40 cents a gallon, whatever it is.
$3.59. Yeah.
So 20 times 26, I don't even want to know. You know, we're living a weird time there, you know. You know, 26 times 3.5, you said? We'll say that's about $100. Yeah. So it was not cheap when I had that truck. I will admit that. And, you know, I look at all that money wasted. That's a lot of money spent on just to have a truck. It's just silly. And then you're paying registration and higher insurance because it's a truck. And, just all goofy.
Inspections.
Blah, blah, blah.
It goes on and on.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you got one last song. We'll say goodbye to everybody and, you know, stay in the house, stay warm, and wait for 40 degrees to show up.
Yeah.
And we'll all be better off.
All right.
Okay.
See ya.
See you later.
But an old flame consuming the shadows, caught in the light, blinded by hunger and fed to the night. And darling, you came to me like a dream in this endless fight. My heart was reaching, so tangled and twined, like vines in the willow, serpentine killer, bound by its climb. But glory was calling, she wailed and she whined, higher and higher, leave it all. Darling, you came to me in the glory I'd long to find. Search was unending, and my soul was bare. And darling, you came to me like a midnight flare. Out of the ocean, the stars had all gone. My heart was broken, lost and alone. Darling, you came to me like a beacon.